From Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August. Our 31st annual show is next August and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll is back on the air, and we're glad to have you join us once again as the Birmingham Record Collectors gather around the turntables and put together what we think will be another interesting program for you. Our subject for this particular edition is numbers. Rockin' Ray here, and along with all the folks from Birmingham Record Collectors, we're glad to have you join us once again. This is an interesting program, Charlie. You've put it together. Where are we headed with this thing?
Well, we're going to talk about some songs that have numbers in their titles. And I'm going to start off by counting by fives first. I'm going to do a song called 5, 10, 15 Hours. The House That Ruth Built, and I'm not talking about Yankee Stadium, I'm talking about Atlantic Records. Ruth Brown had many hits for the company and helped make it one of America's most successful labels. In 1952, she had her second number one hit with 5, 10, 15 Hours. The song was written by Rudy Toombs, who also wrote songs such as One Mint Julep and One Scotch, One Bourbon, and One Beer. I guess Rudy liked using numbers in his songs and probably some drinking, too. At her Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, it was said that her best work was to be found in such red-hot mid-1950s R&B sides such as 5, 10, 15 Hours. Here's the queen of R&B, Ruth Brown.
Thank you. my so-and-so.
Music.
Paul Ballinger was a local boy here in Birmingham who had some releases on the Reed label. Ballinger later worked as a producer in Muscle Shoals on releases by labels such as Diamond, Quinvy, Amy, and South Camp. Here is Seven Times Heaven, a 1957 release on Reed 7-Eleven. Paul Ballinger and the Flares.
It's like seven times heaven, heaven times seven, seven times heaven. Whenever I'm with you, I'm in seven times heaven, heaven times heaven, seven times heaven. When you say you love me too, it's nine times fine, eight times great. When you say I really great, it's eight times great, nine times fine. Whenever you say you are mine, it's like seven times heaven, heaven times heaven. I'm in seven times heaven, 'cause I'm in love with you. Four times, three times, two times blue. Whenever I'm away from you, I will tell you five times, four times more, that you're the one that I adore. It's like seven times heaven, heaven times seven. I'm in seven times heaven, 'cause I'm in love with you.
Two Divided by Love, The Grassroots, a group that through the years had a mind-boggling number of members that played with them in the group during those 45s. They had hits on the charts 21 times from 66 to 75. Listen to number 16 hit from 1971 on the Dunhill label, Two Divided by Love.
If I said I was getting along,
Everyone remembers Lloyd Price's personality. Lloyd Price had formal and musical training in piano and trumpet. He sang in the church choir and was a member of a combo in high school. He later, as we know, had many R&B and rock and roll hits. Now let's listen to a little-known hit of 1959 on the Paramount label, Lloyd Price and Three Little Pigs.
Johnny Rivers doing Seventh Son. Why do you think it was written as Seventh Son? Well, the number seven has always been thought of as the number of completeness and perfection. And I guess that's why Willie Dixon used that number when he wrote Seventh Son. Because this is about a guy who can do anything. Tell the future, predict the rain, even make your heart skip a beat. Johnny Rivers did a cover of the song for his Meanwhile Back at the Whiskey A Go-Go LP. This was an LP that was not all recorded live at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Some were done in the studio with live audience sound added. But whether or not Seventh Son was live or not, this song went to number 7 on the Hot 100 and top RPM magazine top single chart in 1965. So here's a song about that perfect number, 7, Seventh Son.
Everybody talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm a one. Son, I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm a one. Oh, I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. I wanna call a seventh son. Sounds so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm a one. Oh, I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. I wanna call a seventh son. Hey!
skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm a one. I'm a one, yeah, hey, I'm a one. Oh, I'm a one, baby. Oh, I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. Don't wanna call a seven son. I'm a one, I'm a one. Don't wanna call a seven son.
Three Little Birds was a UK single for Bob Marley, but only appears on the US LP Exodus. The song may be about some canaries who would sit on the windowsill at Bob's house at Hope Road, but could refer to his female backup singers, the I3s. From 1980, the sweet reggae sounds of Bob Marley and the Wailers, Three Little Birds.
Another artist with a great, smooth, easy style was Jim Reeves. This song from 1957 was a smash on the country and pop charts. Reeves left us much too soon, but as many hits and personality remains as we listen to Four Walls on the RCA label.
Out where bright lights are glowing, you're drawn like a moth to a flame. You while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me closing in on me. Sometimes I ask why I'm waiting, but my walls have nothing to say. I'm made for love, not for hating. So here, where you left me, I'll stay. One night with you is like heaven. And so, while I'm walking the floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door. Four walls to hear me. Four walls to see.
Stars are heard in Alabama each time that you set your dial on wonderful
BRCR.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
BRC.
From 1965, we've got Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston singing what we all know, It Takes Two. This is a song written by William Stevenson and Sylvia Moy. Stevenson produced the recording and was married to Kim Weston. Marvin Gaye would have success later as a duet act with Tammy Terrell. Kim Weston did just a few recordings while with Motown. One recording she did was the original of Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, which was a big hit years later for the Doobie Brothers. Weston's recording of that song was a classic Motown hit, and we'll have to play it on a future show. But for now, from the Motown-owned label known as Tamla, reaching number 14 on the pop chart, number 4 on the soul chart, and number 16 in the UK, Marvin and Kim, backed by the Motown session players known as the Funk Brothers, sing We've Got What It Takes, It Takes Two. Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston.
That dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Who can say how it really feels?
One
20 Flight Rock is the song 15-year-old Paul McCartney used to audition for John Lennon's band The Quarrymen in 1957. It was Eddie Cochran's song that Paul was playing, but it had only been a minor hit in the U.S. Here is Eddie's version from Liberty 55112, 20 Flight Rock.
I gotta get with a record machine when it comes to rockin', she's a queen. We'll have to dance on a Saturday night. I'll hold her where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down, so I walk 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up on the 12th, I'm suddenly dragged. 15th floor, I'm ready to slap. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Well, she called me up on the telephone. Said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Sent to Chicago for repairs till it's fixed. I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. I find my corpse draped over a rail, but I climb 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
"25 Miles" by Edwin Starr, singer and songwriter, and had several hits other than that, Agent 00 Soul, and another hit, War. Let's hear Edwin Starr on Gordy label doing 25 Miles from 1968.
Come on!
It's a 5 o'clock world, this and Magic Town were one of their greatest chart toppers. Their career spans from 1965 till present. Many TV appearances, including The Tonight Show, Ed Sullivan, Shindig, and many, many more. Let's listen to The Vogues singing It's a 5 o'clock world from 1965.
Every morning just to keep a job, I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time, and there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my way, gotta live for the end of the day. Cause it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time, and there's a long-haired girl who waits, I know, to ease my troubled mind. Shelter of the arms, everything's okay. She talks and the world knows slipping away. And I know the reason I can still go on when every other reason is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
In my 5 o'clock world, she waits for me. Nothing else matters at all. Cause every time my baby smiles at me, I know that it's all worthwhile. Yeah.
Hi, this is Doug Heath from Paul Revere's Raiders. You are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray the DJ, too.
Fun BRC.
Summer fun.
One of the classic voices of the R&B genre in the rock and roll era was Clyde McFadden. You can hear his distinctive sound with Billy Ward's Dominoes and the Drifters before going solo in 1955. He was with the Drifters when he was drafted into the Army, and after his discharge, he made the decision to go solo. His second release as a solo artist was 7 Days in 1956. It went on to reach number 44 on the pop charts and number 2 on the R&B charts. McFadden was the first to be a double inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, first as a Drifter and then as a solo artist. And ever since then, anyone who is inducted more than one time is considered part of the Clyde McFadden Club. So here's 7 Days, Clyde McFadden.
7 days, 7 days.
7 days, 7 days.
And there's not a word from you.
And there's no word from you.
7 days without love.
7 days without love.
Tell me, what am I to do?
Tell me what I'm to do.
7 days. I have cried.
7 days I have cried.
How I long to feel your touch.
I yearn for your touch.
Why'd you go? Why'd you stray?
Why'd you go? Why'd you stray?
When I loved you, oh, so much.
When I loved you so much.
The phone won't ring at all. The clock standing still. My tears are like the raindrops upon my windowsill. 7 days, lonely days.
7 days, lonely days.
I have walked the floor for you.
I have walked the floor for you.
7 days, 7 days.
7 days.
You're still true.
Janis Martin was one of the female rockers that appeared in the wake of Elvis' success, signing with RCA only 2 months after Elvis. She became known as the female Elvis for her energetic stage dance moves. Here is Two Long Years, Janis Martin.
You never did right, you never did call. You can't blame me for getting tired of it all. We just did what any other girl would do. Found me another boy twice as true than I. Just forgot about you. By the way that you never did right, that I was just used to be. I'd have been glad to have you back, but I thought you wanted to be free. And I figured by the way that you never did call, that you didn't give a hoot about me. 2 long years I've waited. 2 long years I've cried. I'd have been a mourn, you'd have been a fall, but I found that you'd have been true. But you never. You never did call. You can't blame me for getting tired of it all. I just did what any other girl would do. Found me another boy twice as true than I. Just forgot about you. Thank you.
Rock and Roll music fans, Rock and Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it. You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
A catchy hook in the instrumental 2075 gave Willie Mitchell, a great trumpet player in the R&B style, a 1968 hit. He was a co-owner of High Label, which we probably all have 45s of, and operated the Royal Recording Studio. The talented horn player had his big hit of 2075. Let's hear it now, Ray.
John Gale Horton was a country and rockabilly singer who had great success with the historical ballad craze of the late 50s and early 60s, with such songs as The Battle of New Orleans, North to Alaska, and Sink to Bismarck. Johnny Horton actually did search for gold in Alaska in his early years. But in keeping with our numbers theme, here's 7 Come 11 by Johnny Horton.
Is my lucky day. Now, baby, won't you fade me? 'Cause love is on the way.
When you hear close beside me,
I'll rattle and I'll roll.
7, I'm 11.
I know I'll make my goal. Oh, baby, you're a natural, a specialty of mine. Come on and lay the odds now. I'm gonna play the if you will be my bride.
Just tell me that you love me.
I'll put these bones away. You'll be my only natural. We'll plan our wedding day. Mine. Come on and lay the odds now. I'm all on the paper line.
7, I'm 11.
I'll never 7 out. Don't be an easy doocy. Don't keep my mind in doubt.
Just put your arms around me.
Say you'll be my spouse. 7, come 11, and now I've broke the house.
One of the good things about the Southland is wonderful.
Hi, this is Tom Garrett of the Classics 4, and you're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rocking Ray the DJ too.
BRC.
6 Days on the Road by Dave Dudley. This song was on the charts for 21 weeks, reaching number 2 on the country chart and number 32 on the Hot 100. Dave Dudley's singing 6 Days on the Road is a truck driver's lament, which includes the highway patrol, scale weigh-ins, loneliness, and a little white pill. But I have to say, singing about all the troubles of his daily drive, he sure has a tone for happiness and excitement, knowing he's just about home. Written by Earl Green and the Muscle Shoals songwriter Carl Montgomery, 6 Days may not have been the first truck driving song, but many music historians say it is definitive celebration of the American truck driver. Ray, turned Dave Dudley loose with 6 Days on the Road.
When I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard, I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got my 10 forward gears and a George overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a ticking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. My hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Next up, one of the hardest rocking West Coast hippie psychedelic songs you will ever hear. Arthur Lee was the front man for the L.A. band known as Love, And here's their only Billboard chart hit from July 1966. 7 and 7 is...
Four Preps with a favorite hit, 26 Miles, a song that meant that far to get to the Island of Love, Santa Catalina. They had several hits, Dreamy Eyes, Big Man, Lazy Summer Nights, and more. But for now, let's hear 26 Miles from 1958, number two song on the Billboard.
So distant, 26 miles away, resting in the water serene. I'd work for anyone, even the Navy, who would float me to my island dream. 26 miles so near yet far, I'd swim with just some water wings and my guitar. I could leave the wings, but I'll leave the guitar for romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
A tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. If I have to swim, I'll do it forever, till I'm gazing on those island girls.
40 kilometers in a leaky old boat, any old thing that'll stay afloat. When we arrive, we'll all promote romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea.
Mary Clayton is famously known for being summoned in the middle of the night, even while she was pregnant, to sing backup vocals for the Rolling Stones on Gimme Shelter. It's her voice that breaks so perfectly in that song. However, she had a long career, and one of the songs she covered was Bob Dylan on his 1975 LP, Keep Your Eye on the Sparrow. Here's Mary Clayton singing Rainy Day Woman, number 12 and 35.
That's going to wrap up our numbers show for this particular time around with the heart and soul of rock and roll. A lot of interesting numbers. Seven, of course, comes up a lot, but then that's probably not unusual. But a lot of interesting songs that have numbers in the titles. And so we thank you, Charlie, for pulling all those up, getting them all together for us. Looking ahead, we've got a show coming up about love and marriage next time around as we actually go through the process of dating and marriage and family and the whole thing. Love and marriage. It'll be an interesting tour for you. We invite you to join us for that. 4th of July, we have a special show. Joe is putting together a military salute, and we've had some of this in the past. And then our own DJs, our guys are going to pick their favorite songs, and that should be an interesting show as we see what our favorites are and see if they match up with what some of your favorites might be. It's going to be animals in the following program as we have music that is pertaining to or about various animals. That should be a fun show for us. In the following program coming up in early August, this is going to be those that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame or about to be. And that show will be a real special show for us because just a few weeks after that, on the weekend of the 15th and 16th of August, we'll be having our great big record show. And, of course, our Hall of Fame induction is a part of that. More about that as we get along. But for now, that's going to wrap up this particular one. We thank you for joining us. Rock and Ray saying, keep them coming. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Now, here's the guy I like to hear, Mr. Bobby Mizell. Thank you.
the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us August 15th and 16th for our 31st annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.